Well, welcome back to our next edition of the Mike Hear Radio program, What's Up America? As always, proudly broadcasting from Ocoee, Florida, USA, planet Earth. My guest today is a great stand-up comedian, Mr. Sean G, calling us today from beautiful Los Angeles, California. And Sean, we want to talk all about your comedy, but we understand that you're actually sort of originally from my neck of the woods then, right?
Yeah, that's right, Mike. Yeah, I'm from Miami originally. Been out here a few years, about 4 years now. But yeah, I miss it, man. Like, I miss Florida in general. I went to school in Tallahassee, Florida State. So, like, I'm pretty familiar with all different parts of Florida, man. I love it.
Oh, yeah, it's definitely great. So I guess that's where we could start, Sean, as far as your stand-up and comedy career starts then in Florida. So why don't you tell us a little bit of your background and how you got into comedy then?
Well, you know, right after high school, I graduated, in 05, and I decided to try it out. I wrote a bunch of jokes. I kept them in my pocket for like 6 months, right? And, I would practice them in my head all day. And then the day I graduated, I went to the improv, in Miami Improv, and I tried them out, and I stunk, but I got addicted to it, man. You know, like, the stage is addictive, and I knew I wasn't good, but I knew I had to keep practicing and trying, and I went up. Since I started, I haven't been off stage for more than 2 weeks. You know, I've just always tried to perfect this craft. And going to Tallahassee was a great experience, too, from Miami, because I realized very early about jokes, that jokes are relative to who you're speaking to. So you have to make sure that who you're speaking to has access to your material. For example, Miami, you can do a lot of jokes about, Cuban references or Jamaican and Haitian references, and a lot of parts of Tallahassee are not as familiar with those specific references. So, you know, it was a great experience to find what's relatable to different parts of humanity, really. And that's what's so great about Florida, is you have completely different cultural aspects in different parts of the state. It's such a broad state, and it reaches so many people. You know, you have, like, vast differences between, you know, from city to city. And I think that's amazing about that place.
Right. So, yeah, that's a very good point, Sean. And I always talk about that with comedians, is this idea that, you know, you kind of have to, you know, get a sense of your crowd and, you know, geographically based. So, I mean, in California, then it's probably a little different. Then there's probably other jokes that will work in California that don't work in Florida then.
Oh, yeah. I hear it all the time, man. I hear, like, Armenian jokes. And be honest, like, I wasn't familiar, but beyond, like, school and hearing about Armenia, I had no idea about Armenian culture. But, like, if you go to places like Glendale and stuff, like, any type of Armenian joke is, like, it's a rave, as long as it's, of course, within taste, you know what I mean? But, yeah, you know, people have different, different cultures in every part of America. I've been blessed to be able to go to all sorts of different places. And, you know, there's different communities. So, like, you know, you have some places where, you know, you might make a reference to, you know, a highway or, a shopping mall. And, of course, that joke won't work in a whole other city or state because we're not familiar. You know, people aren't familiar with traffic in L.A., or in Kansas for the most part. They probably wouldn't identify with that sort of thing. But here, as soon as you mention traffic, everybody goes, ah, you know, because everybody's familiar with it. Everybody's been through that. And that's the key, I think, to making your comedy more accessible, is to find the things, in humanity that are, you know, just everybody has access to, that everybody's more or less been through. And a lot of times I find that in relationships, or just in talking about myself, being autobiographical, yeah, everybody can't identify with me personally, but they have their own personal experience, and maybe they can appreciate that I'm being honest about mine. And, you know, there's some deep truth that translates to everybody's own story. So I try to start there in my comedy and then work my way out to my opinions and stuff like that.
And I'll say, Sean, that sounds great, because that's the comedy I like, that comes from the heart, that's based, that's relatable. So, I mean, it seems like you can do that if you just be Sean G and you just, you know, speak through experience that the audience relates then.
Right, exactly. That's one thing I've learned, you know, and being in Tallahassee, it's funny because a lot of the crowds, you know, outside of the school, when you go outside of Florida State itself, you know, you'll run into the quote-unquote Bible Belt, you know, people, a lot of conservative, more or less, some people would say redneck, whatever, you know, all these stereotypes about certain people, but they, you know, certain ideas that are shared in that area. But I got so comfortable doing those crowds. Like, here's a young, a black guy, you know, talking to a group of, you know, 50 and over white people, and we're having a great time because nobody is, I'm not up there pandering to them or saying things that I feel they would identify with more. I'm being myself, like you just said. You know, I just try to, you know, find the part of myself that, you know, that they can maybe relate to. I admit to how bad I am in relationships, how, you know, stupid I am sometimes, how awkward I can be, you know, and that's everywhere I go. You know, I try to be myself. Now, of course, I try to find the things that maybe, okay, this joke won't work here because, you know, they just can't identify with that specifically. But me, I try to find the part of me that, you know, everybody, and even if they don't like it, it's the worst thing, Mike. I'll tell you this: when you change who you are and go up in front of a crowd and they still don't like you, it's the worst feeling in the world. I've experienced that. I'm like, oh, let me try to be this way, and then I bomb. You know, it's horrible. It's like I tried so hard to make you like me, and you still hated me. So you might as well hate me for who I am, if that's how it's going to happen. You know, but at the end of the day, people more or less will find you somewhere in the middle, and they'll as long as your intention is pure, just to get laughs, just to, you know, make everybody forget about the tough week they had, and have a good time at least for one night of the week, you know. And that's what I love about comedy. It speaks to everyone's soul and can, you know, be a big release from what's going on in most people's lives.
And Sean, you know, we're speaking about, you know, appealing to different groups. So, I mean, if you're in a situation where, you know, there might be kids, or you mentioned, you know, 50-year-old white people, or maybe African-American crowd or Asian, I mean, right, for you're able to kind of, you know, tailor, or like I said, you just try to be yourself, but you don't fret if there's a bunch of preschoolers that there.
No, that's a problem. that could be a problem because, you know what, with preschoolers, most of my stuff, even the autobiographical stuff, is based on life experience. And, you know, children, more or less, you know, I've done crowds with kids in them, but to actually play to the kids, man, I wouldn't even, oh, man, like I did, you know, I'll try to, like, I've done that before. Like, let me tell a SpongeBob joke or make a SpongeBob reference. But even that is more for the adults to laugh at the fact that, you know, that the children are here. But at the end of the day, I do feel like, you know, comedy is more or less for adults and speaking to what we've been through. You know, usually people identify more with comedy when they've come off of a stressful week. I think kids, their humor comes a lot from, you know, like sounds or, you know, there's aspects of comedy that they identify with, you know, impressions, just the basic, you know, basic aspects. But I try to use those things, you know, in a form of storytelling. So I'll use a character, and, you know, sometimes the character itself is funny, but the character is just helping me tell the joke. So, yeah, I think for kids, I think there's parts of my act that they can identify with, but as far as really trying to relate to a 5-year-old, I'm like, I don't know. You know, like, it's hard. I don't know what you more or less been through, but you definitely try not to curse and ruin your life. I will adjust in that aspect. You know, if I see a bunch of kids, I'm like, okay, definitely going to go clean tonight, because I don't want a kid asking his dad a bunch of questions after my set. you know, that maybe he should be asking in a few years. But other than that, you know, I try not to play to the kids too much. That'd be because they can't really, you know, most of the setting for comedy is in the clubs, you know, or in theaters and stuff. So it's, that's the whole thing, is we get to put our kids to bed or leave them with a babysitter or with our mom and go out, have a drink, be adults, and laugh at things that, you know, we go through. You know, kids will have their time. You know, they get to have fun all day. You know, we adult, this is adult playtime, and I like to be the orchestrator of that, you know.
And with that, Sean, we're going to take a quick break, and we will be back. My guest today is a great comedian, great stand-up comedian, Mr. Sean G. from Los Angeles, California, originally from the Miami area. And it's great to talk to Sean all about his really funny comedy. You are listening to the Mike Carrier radio program, What's Up America, proudly broadcasting from Ocoee, Florida, USA, planet Earth. And please stay with us for our next segment of this edition of our program today.